Hi, how are you? It is 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. Morning. It's not bad out there today. 29, maybe a little fog. Maybe you turn on your microphone.
I turned it on. Okay. I thought I already did, actually. So that was weird.
Good job.
You know what I think it was? I think because Johnny wasn't here yesterday, he didn't mess with my microphone. So I went to turn it on and actually turned it off, not realizing that's what happened.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if you do a blog post about it later, make sure you put up a picture of a coffee cup.
What can I throw at you? I have glass over here I can throw at you.
And you know
that is hard because we could not break it when we tried to break it in the box with the brick.
Okay, I have to share the backstory on this.
I don't know why you think that this is so hilarious.
I don't know why. It just makes me laugh. Okay, yesterday, after the show was over, I was looking around on the website and Mel had posted her blog about random acts of kindness.
Because I witnessed a really cool one at Jake's in Deadwood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put up a picture of Jake's in Deadwood to go along with my blog post.
But it wasn't like of people sitting at a dinner table.
No, it wasn't.
It was just random posters of Kevin Costner on the wall.
Because that's at Jake's in Deadwood, where I witnessed the random act of kindness.
It took me a while to even figure out where that photo was. I worked there for 2 years, or a year and a half.
Have they not changed it that long ago? Is it pretty much the same?
Yeah, it was, but it took me a minute to figure out where the photo was taken. And so the photo really had nothing to do with the story, other than the location.
Yeah, but I really didn't have any other picture that would go with it.
And
I didn't want to put some fake people on there.
And I suggested putting fake people on there.
But I didn't want fake people on there.
Yeah. So instead we got Kevin Costner. And
because he owns the Jake's restaurant in Deadwood, where I witnessed random act of kindness.
So then after that, we were talking a little more, and I don't even remember what you said.
I don't remember.
And
you said, read a blog post about that. You should put up a picture of Kitty or something that had nothing to do with whatever it was that we were talking about. And this is where he's got the giggles.
And I don't know why. It makes me laugh every time.
I don't know why either. You're being a weirdo.
Anyway.
I'm going to put up the pictures that have nothing to do with anything about my stories that I put up today. Just for you.
How would that be different than yesterday?
It had to do with my story.
Kind of.
Completely and totally had to do with it. The fact that it was there. That's where I witnessed it.
That would be like me talking about, if I did a blog post about my days at Black Hills State University.
And you put up a picture of Black Hills State University?
And I put up a picture,
oh, that would make sense.
And I put up a picture of Sanford Hospital.
That wouldn't make sense because you weren't there.
No, but I went to college at Black Hills State and I ran into a friend who went to Black Hills State at Sanford.
That's not even the freaking same. It's not even the same at all. Are you sick?
I know it's funny.
Are you okay?
When I'm laughing so hard I end up coughing.
It's not the same.
Okay.
Oh, my Lanta.
So last night I had the news on and I heard the story about the state house bill to regulate boxing or MMA or whatever. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's probably long overdue because lots of states have a sporting or boxing commission or something like that.
Right.
And then I hear this line in the story. Governor Dugard has said he opposes the bill because it would legitimize mixed martial arts, which he says are so violent they don't deserve to be called a sport. What?
Excuse me? Like this, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah.
First of all, have they ever watched MMA or UFC? Ever?
I've only watched it a handful of times. I'm not a fan. I'm not like trying to stand. But how much more outdated of a view could you possibly have on it?
Right? This is like,
hey, I remember when Babe Ruth was playing. He never punched anyone in the face.
I mean, this is ridiculous considering the fact that there's national MMA stuff. It's on TV. It is regulated. it's mixed martial arts is everything. You know, it's which is what's like the karate and the martial arts stuff. Like that's been around for how long?
Which combines kind of
wrestling
boxing,
with it
wrestling.
And boxing. It's a mixture of those three. I don't even understand how they could possibly even say this.
I don't really know.
And I'm a fan. I mean, I go watch it with my friends. I just do not understand. But I'm sorry.
Anything else?
I do have one other thing.
Okay, go ahead. I'm the one with stuff over here to read.
Oh, I was just going to say that I do know that sometimes, yes, it gets a little bloody.
Okay.
But what sport doesn't?
Okay. There is also a state legislator by the name of Steve Hickey who says that in a blog post, MMA cage fighting is the child porn of sports. Okay. Let's take something really, really horrible and use it to completely overstate something that's really not.
The child porn
of sports. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's not hyperbole gone crazy at all. No.
What the? Seriously?
I remember when I was a kid, we used to watch the fights on Saturday nights. We'd go get a Pepsi and we'd sit down and we'd watch them beat each other in the head until they couldn't even tell if they were human or not. But this stuff is just brutal.
Where the fights are over in 3 minutes instead of 2.5 hours of getting hit in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Boxing's a lot better than MMA when it comes to head injuries. Sure.
There's more likelihood, yeah, of boxing ever than with MMA. And you hardly ever see anybody get knocked
boxers,
out.
Oh, yeah. There's knockouts. There's lots of knockouts.
Yeah, there is, but not as bad as what it is with boxing.
But they're getting one big blow to the head for a knockout instead of 60, 70, 80. I don't even know how many it would be in a boxing match. But they're just getting pounded in the head
consistently
over and
yeah.
over and over in boxing. And boxing's been around forever. And yeah,
I don't even understand where he would come up with that comparison.
That is the most misguided, one of the dumbest, most horrible things I've ever heard.
Unbelievable.
And by the way, this Mr. Representative Steve Hickey is the pastor at the Church of the Gate in Sioux Falls.
Mm.
So, yeah, the child porn of sports. Good one.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So,
we're not too old to get it. I still listen to the hip music like the Bee Gees and Donna Summer.
I'm
hip. I'm with it.
Yeah, that's so with it.
Yeah.
Mr. Hickey.
Anyway, so yeah, there's that.
Ridiculous.
And the child porn of sports. Okay. The crash of the Daytona 500, you know, the car goes flying up into the fence.
Yeah.
Someone actually called 911.
They did.
Because no one was coming down there.
911, where's your emergency?
Yeah, listen, I'm in section zero, section O, Daytona racetrack. There's two seriously injured people here, okay? We've been calling for paramedics and nobody showed up.
Okay,
there's been a crash. These people are really serious. Sprint Tower. Section zero, row 30.
Okay.
We need help. Big time, quick.
Okay. They're on their way, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Now, I don't know where I'm guessing most paramedics at the racetrack are located somewhere closer to
the racetrack?
Well, not that this wasn't close to the racetrack, but it's right in the middle of the stands.
Yeah.
They're probably in a position to get down onto the track quickly.
Probably in the pit row or the area.
Big 2 mile track.
Yeah.
Not, you know, this isn't Houston. It's a lot bigger.
Well, yeah, it said it's 2 miles around.
2 miles around.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
Yeah. You know, it's almost as big as the loop at the I-229 interchange at I-29.
It almost is.
Almost. No, I'm kidding. That's only a mile. But still, there's NASCAR tracks smaller than that damn thing.
Double it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, kind of sad that they needed, you know, to call 911 to get people there. I mean, it was on national television.
Well, I know. They were probably just it probably felt forever.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm sure there were people on the way.
Yeah.
They just weren't, you know, they don't have the heavy duty. They have like little medical stands where you can like get a Band-Aid or whatever.
Exactly.
But
I'm sure to them, though, because it was probably taking way longer than it felt like it should. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
I would have done the same thing.
We've got news on the way. And also, why today is the greatest day I've ever known. That is coming up as well. It is 6:10. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Andy and Mel, morning up to 29 today. A little fog here again this morning. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm sorry that I'm having a hard time believing you due to your track record of being a lying liar that constantly lies out of your lying liar hole.
Okay. How was your snack?
I thought I had it all swallowed.
Yeah, yeah. Probably best not to eat right before you go on the air.
I thought I had it all swallowed. Mm. My stomach was going...
Well, you got, what, a 20-minute drive into work?
Oh, you want me to
you
eat
didn't
it
eat,
there?
You didn't no. eat on the way?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I usually want my to stomach, eat first thing in the morning.
My stomach wasn't going... then.
Oh, okay. All right.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is February 26th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because Teresa Palmer is 27 today.
Who?
Teresa Palmer. She's in that movie Warm Bodies.
Oh.
She's the girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jonathan Wendell, a.k.a. Fatality, with a number one for the eye, is 32 today. He is the first and one of the best professional gamers in the world. He's been featured in Time, New York Times, and Forbes, and he's made over $500,000 just playing video games.
What?
Don't let your mom tell you it's going to make you stupid, kids.
Yeah, you have to be really good, though. Not like
just
everybody.
Just like anything. Well, how do you get good if you don't practice?
Right. Not everybody's going to make $500,000 playing video games.
Johnny Cash would have been 81 today. Dr. John Kellogg was born on this day in 1852. He invented cornflakes. And Levi Strauss was born on this day in 1829. He invented jeans. Also, today is not the greatest day I've ever known, because on this day, in 1869, the 15th Amendment to the Constitution was sent out to the states for ratification, which effectively guaranteed blacks the right to vote. Good of them to do it during Black History Month, I suppose.
Yeah, that's cool. What?
It is Black History Month because it was...
Oh,
that was
that's
a joke.
Why. Gotcha. I'm blonde this morning, apparently.
Are you sure?
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
No, I got it now.
Okay. Just checking. let's see. 1945. A midnight curfew on nightclubs, bars, and other places of entertainment went into effect across the nation.
Midnight?
Yeah. Nationwide. Of course, that was at the tail end of World War II.
Oh.
In 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, limiting a president to 2 terms in office. 1993, a terrorist bomb exploded in the garage of the World Trade Center in New York, killed 6 people, injuring 1,000 others. On this day in 1997, the 39th Annual Grammy Awards were held, and First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word or Non-Musical Album for It Takes a Village.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
An audiobook can get spoken word album? What a bunch of crap.
What?
Yeah. And on this day in 2005, Halle Berry showed up in person to collect her Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Actress at the 25th Annual Razzie Awards. She'd won for the movie Catwoman.
I think that's cool that she showed up for
it.
Like
it
Sandra
is cool.
Bullock did
yeah,
a couple
she did
years
too.
Ago. Yeah.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it is the 60th birthday of a musical legend, an icon, a man without whom we would not have had...
What? Captain Jack Sparrow! Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
Ah, Michael Bolton.
Now that I've been loving you so long.
All I can think of is his hair.
Driving your middle-aged wife crazy. At the Washington Pavilion. Yeah. No, he's not actually coming to the pavilion. That
he already was here.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At the pavilion.
Oh. Driving middle-aged women crazy since 1987.
Like this last year.
Michael Bolton is 60 today, and that is why today, February 26th, is... Dirt.
They did it again. The Oscars left people off the memorial segment. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
And if you did a blog post about it, you would put up a picture of a Grammy.
Yep.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, 88 and Mel, 641, 29 today. A little fog. It's 18 right now. I am not telling anyone to go out and start stealing iPhones. Okay? I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But hypothetically, if someone did go out on a Friday night to a bar and try to snatch four iPhones, one of them is going to have some homemade porn on it.
Oh. Not just pictures, actually video?
Well, according to a new survey, 25% of people say they have, quote, intimate photos or videos on their phone or tablet. That's one in four.
Wow.
The survey also found 36% of people say they feel safe storing naked photos and videos of themselves on their phones, but don't feel safe using their phone to check their bank balance. Okay, that makes a hell of a lot of sense. I'll take naked pictures of myself on my phone, but I won't check my bank account.
Well, just on their phone. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Just on their phone. What does that mean?
I'm just saying that they don't want to check it on. They would not check it on their
phone. No, but they'll leave naked pictures of themselves on their phone.
Weird.
You know how much more likely you are to accidentally upload something than you are to, like, let someone get a hold of a bank account? You know, I mean, I don't even know what the hell my bank account number is when I check it on my phone.
Right.
You know, what's anyone else going to be able to get at?
That's true.
You know, And I have to type the password in every time. It drives me crazy.
I do too, yeah. I'm confused though, like, that somebody would actually be able to get into them. Like, if you stole them and you would see them, how do you, people, like, get into their phone? Because don't they have locks on them?
Not like, everybody locks their phone. I don't.
Should.
Why?
I don't know. Personal information in your phones.
Well, like, such as?
Or
naked pictures?
Or access to bank accounts and stuff
like
that.
You gotta type in the passwords anyway.
I think some people put more stuff in their phones.
I don't. The only thing I have my password saved on are like Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm not really concerned about someone hacking my Facebook. If I lose my phone, I'll just change the password. Not a big deal.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna take naked pictures of myself on my phone.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. And that's my number one rule to live by.
That's your number one rule.
Number one rule for everyone to live by. Do not take naked pictures of yourself, especially on your phone. Because when I got my new phone, it was automatically uploading photos to Picasa or some dumb thing I don't even use.
Yeah.
Because the default was to sync it. So it was uploading every photo I had to this Picasa account.
Which could have been
Which could have been real bad. So... Don't take naked pictures of yourself. Don't let anyone take naked pictures of you, and your life will be better.
Amen.
Yeah. So, then you don't need a lock code on your phone. You can just, you know, use it.
I always have a lock code on mine.
Yeah, because you got naked pictures on there.
I do not.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is going to be not bad. A little fog this morning, 29. It is 18 right now. Okay, so in ancient Greece, little history lesson here for you.
Yay.
Shut up. Oh, heaven forbid you learn something.
I learn stuff all the time.
Yeah, like, oh, how to do your nails and shellac on Pinterest. Ah.
What'd you say?
I don't know. Something about shellac and nails. I heard about it the other day.
Oh, you did?
What is shellac? Is it like really
like
thick?
Like a gel.
Gel? Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Anyway. This is a little bit of a history lesson. Don't worry.
Okay.
It will relate to you. Apparently, in the first century in Greece, the leading research in birth control was done by a doctor named Soranus. And, or depending on how you pronounce his name. I guess that could be something else. Never mind. I'm moving on.
Okay.
He told women that their best bet for birth control was drinking cold water and trying to sneeze. And if that didn't work, he told them to kick their heels into their own buttocks.
What?
Yeah. That would work for birth control.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That you just kick yourself.
How long ago is this?
The first century. So it was.
I mean, I understand that, but really?
It was a while ago. You know, this isn't a recent study or anything like that. But just a little, you know, historical fun fact for the day.
Kick yourself in the buttocks.
Yep, kick yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need for birth control.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it ever worked, but anyway.
Wow.
And now, everything you wanted to know about the female mind.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe how skinny those women were at the Oscars. They seriously must be starving. I bet some of them were looking at Kristen Chenoweth while she was interviewing, wondering if they could stick her with a toothpick and dip her in ranch dressing. I don't know if anyone asked her who she was wearing. I mean, it's pretty obvious. The only place she can find clothes is Baby Gap. Do babies really need their own Gap? I refuse to pay $50 for something that'll be pooped in. I don't know how long you have to starve yourself before attending the Oscars, but I'll bet 5 minutes after it was over, there were 300 limos at the Burger King drive-thru. Poor Kristen Chenoweth. I just know she's going to end up in one of those Feed the Children commercials.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Hot 1047.com.